Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she emailed us. You can always email us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for setting a boundary for her husband.
What does that mean, though?
That means she stepped in and did something because he wouldn't do it.
But what does that mean, though?
She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. I got a situation for Am I the Jerk? My husband is a great guy. He will help people even when they haven't treated him the best. He'll drop everything to help a friend or family member, which is something I love about him.
Okay.
But there's one situation that has me heated. My husband and his cousin are best friends. They're almost like brothers and have grown up together. Over the past few years, we've had kids close in age, which is great, but their lack of boundaries is getting worse, and I know my husband won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, my husband's cousin asked if we could watch his two girls for an hour. He, of course, said, sure, no problem. His event started early, and the kid's mom was supposed to be coming back to town shortly after to grab the kids. Well, this happens a lot, where they say it'll only be like an hour or two. Well, guess what, guys? They were dropped off at 8 a.m.
Mm.
Already 40 minutes earlier than they said they would be here, and now it's 3:30 p.m. and no update on when they will be here.
Oh, she was writing while they had the kids.
Yep.
Got it.
She was so mad. While a one-time thing, we could just forgive and forget, but this happens every time now.
Yeah.
I keep telling him to say no, but he says he's too nice. So am I the jerk if I set the boundary for him since homeboy won't? I'm sick of him getting taken advantage of because they never return the favor. He always says yes to them, and I'm so annoyed they wasted our whole day with our family. They aren't even rushing to get here. The mom was having lunch 3 hours away at noon, posted on her Snapchat, even though they said they were leaving by 7 this morning.
Mm.
His cousin is staying after the event to have a few drinks, and my husband just said,
oh, layers.
Okay.
Oh, the layers.
Sincerely, annoyed wife. Am I the jerk if I set the boundary for my husband?
What was her name?
Natalie. I changed it to out of
kiss,
pure
kiss,
decency.
Yeah, good.
Because I read this and I'm like, oh, this would set me off too.
Man.
But now she's getting involved. The problem is his saying yes to everything is affecting her too.
Sure,
that's
I get
where
that.
She's getting annoyed.
But then why is that one of the qualities that you love about your husband? His great nature, his always willingness to help.
Is becoming a problem as well.
Ain't that what you married? You married him for that, right? You married him because that's who he is. You married him for his personality.
Mm.
And now you're getting salty at it because it's affecting your life. Did you not think about that before the I do, mama?
Now that you don't like it that he's too nice.
And it's family. It's not like this. These are even strangers, just friends.
True.
This is a cousin that's more like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have basically decided to raise a family
mm-hmm.
together. Those are, you could consider those basically your kids.
But they are taking advantage big time. They're dropping off early. They're not showing up at the time they said. And they're blowing a whole day while out to Snapchat on lunch at Snapchat on Snapchat with friends. That would make me nuts.
I'd be upset, but I think she's setting the wrong boundary. She needs to set the boundary with her husband, not for her husband. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
There was no added conversation. There was no like, all right, well, when you decide to take the kid, then you take the kids. I'm still going to enjoy my day and do whatever I want to do.
She could never do that, though, because it's family.
Why not?
So you can't be like, I'm leaving you with the kid.
Why not? He's the one that committed to watching them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to split at one point in time. You're not always going to be the perfect little pair, always watching the kids together. No, man. You going to go do things. He going to go do things. At one point in time, somebody's not going to be there with all the kids.
You're saying you have to walk off, leave the house. If he promises to watch him, let him
he
watch him.
He promised to watch him.
That's
you
fair.
Didn't make that commitment. And maybe that's not how y'all life works, but it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should be able to draw that boundary with one another. She overstepped and drew a boundary for him.
And I quote,
hell no.
And I quote Natalie, am I the jerk if I set the boundary for him since homeboy won't?
Yes.
The way
yes,
she said
you
that.
Are. Yes, you are. I'm borderline triggered by this.
I actually don't think she's the jerk. Somebody's got to set a boundary because these people are taking advantage and her husband's annoying me. And I'm with you. Yeah, if that's what you loved about him, then stick to it because
mm-hmm.
I'm actually annoyed by how he's letting people. He's too nice. There are boundaries. You know, he has none.
Some people aren't nice enough. Some people are too nice.
Too nice.
We're not all going to be in the middle, man.
It's
like
true.
He's holding down the other end, bruh.
A jerk.
I'm a hard jerk.
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and we are going to talk to you next. Do you think Natalie is a jerk for setting the boundary for her husband with his cousin who keeps throwing their kids
Good
on him?
Lord.
Woo! We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Natalie wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for setting a boundary for her husband because he's too nice and agrees to watch his cousin's best friends. His cousin is his best friend.
Cousin, kids, brother, best friend.
But they take advantage and then the kids are there all day and she's had it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for setting the boundary for him. Let's start with Beth in St. Francis this morning. Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Hey, neighbor.
Good morning.
Welcome to Am I the Jerk? Which way are you going? Is Natalie the jerk for setting the boundary for her husband?
I say she's the jerk. First of all, everybody has to set their own boundaries. True. And one way she can get him to set his own boundaries is, like Deezy said, let him take care of the kids. She can get her stuff and go get her nails done or whatever.
Honestly, I'm not laughing because I disagree. I think it's funny, but it's hysterical, but it's true.
Is it not valid, though? It sounds funny.
If he's the one, if that's the other solution.
Yeah.
But we're not looking for the solution, you guys. Nope. We're looking for, is she the jerk if she sets the boundary with the cousin
on his behalf, bro? Yeah.
And you guys say jerk.
Yeah. Beth says, yeah, jerk. She had to let him set his own. She just got impatient and said, homeboy, you ain't going to do it.
But Beth said something very important all need to remember. You can't set people set their own boundaries.
Yeah.
You cannot, at the end of the day, set them for other people. They have to uphold them. It doesn't matter if you call and try to set some kind of boundary. He has to uphold it.
It's only going to make her more angry when the boundary she set isn't met because he's going, nah, I ain't say that. Bring the kids over.
And then she's going to feel undermined and clowned by her husband, which is a whole nother problem.
When the reality is she undermined him first.
Yes.
Oh, but he's not undermining her by inviting these kids over all day?
It's never been a problem until recently.
Mm. Okay. All right. Beth and DZ say jerk.
That's right. Have a great day,
thanks,
Beth.
Thanks, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Julia's in Menominee Falls. I met her on Friday. Hey, Julia.
Morning.
Hey, girl. Good morning.
Hey. All right. Welcome to Am I the Jerk? Which way are you going today? Because Beth just said jerk.
Stood on it.
I know, I can see their side of things, but clearly this husband is getting taken advantage of. It's his cousin, it's family, and he's not strong enough to set those boundaries. And isn't that why we get married, so we can help each other out?
I don't know, is it?
Willingly, when we're helping willingly. Helping against the will is called control.
There you go.
Okay, I get your point, but he's getting taken advantage of, and he's...
he doesn't care. You know I was all not the jerk on this too, and now the more I'm thinking about just the boundaries and who sets them, I'm like, I know.
Well, how is she setting them? So is she reaching out to the cousin, or is she sitting her husband down saying, "Listen, if your cousin reaches out, you know, you have to set a boundary of if you're staying an hour, it has to be an hour. Otherwise, next time, this.
We're not watching.
Or just say no, period. Just say we're not watching the kids.
Sounds like she's the one that's reaching past the husband and going to reach out to the cousin herself and go, hey, we can't keep doing this.
You
hit
the nail on the head when you said it's affecting her life now, and that's why she's had it. And I get it, because I would be irritated, too. It would
understand.
Be on, you know? So.
And she can go out and get her nails done or whatever, but they're going into this thinking it's going to be an hour, and it's not.
And it's not.
There's nothing worse than babysitting. There's nothing worse than babysitting and it turning into an all-day event. You've had that happen where somebody's like, can you watch us? And
real
then they
quick.
Get stuck.
Yeah, something happens.
Or they're at lunch on Snapchat, whatever the reason is. But this would make anyone crazy, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, but the boundary was crossed in the wrong way, in my opinion. Okay. But we're split, dog.
All right, Julia, you said not the jerk. You better stand on it.
not the jerk,
All right, see what the tiebreaker says. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Bye. Deb in Waukesha. Look at you, you lucky woman. You're the tiebreaker today.
Oh, my. The tiebreaker. Woo-woo!
Yeah, you.
Is she the jerk for setting the boundary for her husband? She's had it with them watching his cousin's kids all day long.
Well, first of all, if we want to establish who's the jerk, it's the cousin and his wife.
Amen.
Well, dang, dang.
Right? Honestly, I don't even know if they're married or if they're sharing custody the way that she told the story, but they both suck either way.
Right. Sure. Either way, they're taking advantage and they're being jerks. But I say she's not the jerk.
Oh.
I agree a little bit with Julia that he's not strong enough. She needs to help him learn how to to take control a little bit and set those boundaries.
Maybe teach him how to be a better person and uphold his boundaries and not be let people walk on him, but don't do it for him.
She's exactly. creating all of these exactly. problems on his behalf. We don't know that he feels any of this. He's really nice and he's comfortable being really nice.
He's not stressed.
He's good with it. She's the one that's going, that's you, Ma. That's not him. He's okay. You're making it not okay.
Why don't we just leave the kids at home when you have to go somewhere? When she's got to go get her nails done, just be like, I had things to do and you didn't come back. They're fine.
Right? They're fine. You wasn't worried about them. I wasn't worried about them.
Nobody was worried. So,
Death saying not the jerk, though.
I don't advise that. Don't take my advice ever.
Yeah, no, I totally think she's not the jerk. And I do agree also that if he agrees and they aren't there by the agreed upon time, then she should just take off and have a little me time. And he can feel the pain of being there with the kids all day and maybe realize, like, you know what? We do need to set some boundaries and they need to stick to them. And they just need to be really clear when they drop the kids off. You know what? We have plans as a family. We're leaving at 2:00. You guys have to be here. We're taking them to your mom's.
Hey, if we're asking for solutions, I do like that.
I do like that too. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And she stood on her business today, Deb.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
This is a great moral dilemma because that's what Am I the Jerk is. And this is just the core of the things we talk about during this segment of, you know, right from wrong. We want to be good people. We want to help. We want to be kind. We want to be fair. But damn, people really want to take advantage sometime, and they make it really hard.
This one was a top tier. Am I the Jerk? I genuinely
when it's
think
family. Top family tier screws you
because of all the things: family, kids, getting screwed over, and then wanting to uphold, respect your partner, but then also trying to find a boundary for yourself.
Yeah.
This was top tier. Am I the Jerk? I can't wait to see how it does online.
Seriously, because for real. If you are a good person, you don't want to just let the kids be left or not say yes. I get it.
But then
you can't win for helping sometimes.
And how long do you start to lose before you go, I ain't losing no more, man. I ain't giving up my day like that.
It's tough. All right. Well, thank you to everyone. Not the Jerk overall.